WHCC News time is now 8:41. Time to have a conversation with Mayor Kurt Dykstra, and it's brought to you on 1450 WHTC by Cunningham Dahl and PC. If you have a question for the mayor, of course, we'll always accept your calls at 395-1450. But, Kurt, good morning. How are you doing this morning?
Dan, I'm fine. Thank you.
Good morning. Coffee with the mayor
this
morning.
This morning. It's one of those mornings. Guess what? It's cold and snowy. Shocker.
I heard the conversation yesterday with the city manager. He was on the Duke, Talk of the Town, and kind of an homage back to the good old days for Duke when there was snow piled up in the 60s and 70s. And I think it's nice to, one thing that he mentioned that I want to talk to you about that I think is cool is the fact that not only is this city capable of handling the snow, but we know that the people are too.
Right. I mean, I think that, this isn't Atlanta where we get paralyzed by a couple of inches or even a couple of feet. We expect big snows. We average just under 100 inches every year. This year, of course, we're going to exceed that and have already.
Right.
But, people expect it. And, a few years you get a little less snow, but most people understand that we can get socked. And, in fact, we have this year, and you deal with it.
One thing I also laughed about was when Duke told the city manager, "You're the manager of a town in Alaska. How's it feel to be the mayor of a town from Alaska?"
Well, actually, I think we've got more snow than some of the towns in Alaska.
Yeah, I think I saw that we've got more snow than Fairbanks, Alaska, and at times we were colder than Fairbanks, Alaska, which is incredible. Yeah, outstanding, right?
Just what you want him to be known for. Well, right?
All I ask for is that this snow and the weather goes away in time for tulip time.
Well, we'll see. I mean, I suspect it will, but we've had a few people ask me, so do you think we'll still have big piles in some of the parking lots at tulip time? I said, I'm pretty sure we won't.
Yeah, so, well, I certainly hope it goes away. But last night, you and I were both at the first Bloom event where the winner of the poster, among other things, were discussed, and it's Karen Nelson won the award. What did you think of the event last night? I didn't get a chance to talk to you, but I knew you were there.
Yeah, I mean, Tulip Time has done this for the past few years. I think this may have been the third time they've done it, something like that. And it's kind of a fun way to kick off the festival. One of the things that the organizers are trying to do is make the festival more than just the week or so of Tulip Time. So they expand out to have some events in the fall, have some events in the earlier spring or winter like they did last night. So it's a nice way for them to kind of build momentum and thoughts for the upcoming festival, gather together some of the sponsors, and they wrap it around the idea of picking the winning artwork for the official poster. So I think it's a fun event. They put a lot of work into it, and they're trying to keep the best of what the festival has been and yet make it better for the future to try and attract, let's be honest, people, it's a different environment today than what it was in 1940 or 1950, so the festival has to adapt and change to keep up with those kinds of times, while at the same time retaining so much of what is special about historically the festival.
And it's an obvious thing too. The festival must be financially very important for the city. I mean, I don't know the exact numbers, but I'm assuming that we see quite a boom during the week of Tulip Time.
Yeah, I mean, it's very good for tourism. Obviously, it's good for hotel rooms and restaurants and just getting awareness of our community. And the city per se, unless somebody's speeding through town and gets a ticket, probably doesn't see as much of the direct revenue. But of course, the city writ large is benefited tremendously by having 500,000 people come into town over the course of a week, and all the wonderful things that are associated with it, and just the great publicity that comes from it.
Right.
So it's really a wonderful event. And I know sometimes with any festival, locals might tend to get a little, I don't want to say jaded, but they get a little tired of certain things of it.
Well, who wouldn't? When you have a population of, 40,000, is that right, close to there, jump up to over 100,000 during tulip time, I'd be frustrated too.
I guess from my standpoint, it's a tremendous opportunity for us to be a fun place to be for a week, to welcome people, not just from around the area, around the state, but really around the world. We'll get visitors from places like the Netherlands, of course, but also from Asia and other parts of the world to come and visit, see the flowers, engage with the community, and we get to put our best foot forward. So I think it's a lot of fun.
It's nice to talk about spring. It makes it feel like it's coming sooner. It is on the way, hopefully. This will not be a 24/7 winter.
Just remember, in 6 months, we'll all be complaining about how hot it is.
that's a really good point. But I guess beggars can't be choosers, right?
Right.
We're speaking with Mayor Kurt Dykstra here on 1450 WHTC. And before I let you go, it's something, it's on everybody's mind right now. the snow that's outside. We'll touch on that one more time. Have we had any issues with snow removal, with how much snow that we've had on the ground?
I'll answer that in a couple of ways. One, in for the month of January, for example, all but 3 days the crews were out plowing. Mm-hmm. And when we keep getting snow upon snow upon snow, it causes sort of two issues. One is that the crews are simply out plowing, meaning essentially doing triage, getting the streets cleared, all those sorts of things. But when you get so much snow, it tends to make the banks so high that they can't be piled up any higher anymore, so the streets tend to narrow a bit. So we're seeing some of that. So if you're driving around town, especially on some of the more residential streets, you know, you're going to go a little bit slower because the lanes are a bit more narrow. Now with a bit of a break in the action, they've been able to start to scoop away some of the piles, cut down some of the banks and those kinds of things. But as soon as it snows like it did, you know, last night and the night before, back out to plowing again.
Yeah, there's so much snow sometimes it's almost as if you just can't keep up with it, even with the manpower that we have. I mean, my vehicle, it's a Focus. It's so low to the ground that sometimes I come up onto a street corner and I cannot see over the bank to see the traffic, you know. Yep. And it's not that the city isn't trying to clear it off. It's just there's so much.
Yeah, I mean, it has to go somewhere. And so, you know, caution is the word. And I've got a 15, almost 16-year-old daughter, so it's been fun to, you know, be the father offering sage advice to his daughter about, you know, thinking about what to do in snow driving. And she's been, exceptionally receptive to it, listening, hanging on every word that I offer to her with these great pearls of wisdom, or maybe not. So we'll see. But no, I think that the plowing itself has gone very well. Streets are in good conditions overall, but, you know, when you get 100-plus inches of snow and about, 50 or 60 in the course of 30 days, it's going to get piled up in spots that you can't simply keep those banks down very much. So be careful out there.
I guess I should ask you, give you an opportunity, too, anything that you and people at your office are working on the next few weeks or months?
Oh, gosh.
Highlights.
Sure. I mean, it's always budget time this time of the year. Our fiscal year starts July 1, so this is the time when we really begin working in on budgets, and staff especially is working hard. We'll look at a proposed budget first week in April, and then by May 1, under the charter, we have to have a budget approved. So it's really a year-long process, but really kicks in at about this time of year. So that's probably one of the big things. You know, always things that pop up here and there and projects ongoing. Stay tuned.
Yeah. Mayor Kurt Dykstra here with us this morning, and I appreciate you being with us this morning every single Friday, and hopefully keep the thoughts of tulips and spring on your mind.
Absolutely. Thanks, Dan. Appreciate it.
Thank you very much, Kurt. Mayor Kurt Dykstra with us this morning.